One of the many ideas for the future of UCOH, once we had moved into the new building, was to start a preschool. However, Reverends Ron and Lenore did not feel that it was the right time for the church to take on a project like a preschool, so the idea got put on the back burner. Sometime around late 2009, we were approached by an existing Montessori preschool, unhappy with their current location and looking for a new space. A contract was signed with them, and that preschool occupied two of the classrooms for a year. When the owners had purchased their own property and moved out, the experience with an on-site preschool helped to fuel the need to create our own. The name We Wisdom was chosen to honor Myrtle Fillmore and her early and memorable work with the children's magazine of the same name. The first director of the school, Martha Garcia, was hired, and the school opened on May 3, 2011, with four students. The school was established with a best practices approach, combining Montessori with traditional teaching methods. The hours for the school were and continue to be part-time, Monday through Thursday for half a day. Parents have the option of 2, 3, or 4 days. Sharon Rogers, who served on the original advisory board and continues as a board member today, shares what the vision for the school has been from the beginning.
When we talked about We Wisdom You, we called it a boutique nursery because or preschool because we weren't interested in making lots and lots of money, but we wanted the best services and that service of knowing kids were loved and cared for. We wanted all those things to be a part of our We Wisdom school. So when we got started in that, we've transitioned. We've made a lot of changes in it, but we've always had that core group of really strong people that ran our We Wisdom group and had our philosophy in mind of children being important and the love being as important as learning, and doing it through ways that children really would learn the Montessori type. Everybody talks about Montessori, and it's kind of a nebulous thing, but we wanted that type of thing, the hands-on, not just sitting there listening to somebody.
When Martha Garcia took a full-time position with the school district, Lisa Hamill replaced her as the school's director. The school grew and expanded very quickly under Lisa's leadership. We added a third classroom that was classic Montessori. Lisa stayed on for a little over a year, and then Carrie Monk joined us in July of 2013 as our third director. Carrie has brought great stability, consistency, and leadership to We Wisdom over the past 7 years and continues to serve as our wonderful director. The school continues to operate year-round, bringing a much-needed service to many families. We are grateful for We Wisdom School.
Please proceed to stop number 20.